模拟卷二。
Section A.
1. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Yes. My son is graduating from high school, and I want to get him something special.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Two. Morning, madam. Just returning from a holiday, are you? Have you got anything to declare?
You mean anything valuable for tax, like cigarettes or perfumes?
Question. What's probably the man? Three. Hello, this is David Smith.I have an appointment with Dr. Jones for 10 o'clock, but I'm afraid I'll have to be about 20 minutes late.
That's all right, Mr. Smith. She doesn't have another appointment until 11 o'clock.
Question. When will Dr. Jones most probably meet Mr. Smith? Four.Jack failed to win that science award at last.
I can't believe it. I thought for sure he would.
Question. How does the woman feel on hearing the news? Five. Look at the picture in the newspaper. Many houses were destroyed in the earthquake.
I hope people can survive it.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Six. I know I promised to drive you to the train station next Friday, but I will have an urgent meeting that day.
No big deal. Billy said he would be available.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Seven, what do you think of the college life?
Well, I never thought I would be so busy. I thought college life would be relaxing and I would have more free time.
Question, what does the man imply?
Eight, I've been invited to a dinner party at Michael's.Do you think I should bring something?
You could pick up a cake. Chocolate is her favorite.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Nine. Now, one more question. What position in the company appeals to you most?
Well...I'd like the position of sales manager if that position is still available.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Ten. That visiting economist is speaking tonight, but Dr. Smith doesn't seem to think too much of him.
That's because Dr. Johnson comes from the entirely different school of thought.
Question. What is Dr. Johnson's opinion of the economist? Section B. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following news.
Every now and then, Chinese writers are qualified to enter the final round of the international awards, but seldom do they win. One of those awards is the Hans Christian Andersen Prize, the highest international honor that can be given to an author of children's books. No Chinese writer had ever won it until April 4th, when 62-year-old Cao Wenxuan received the prize.Cao, a professor of Chinese literature at Peking University, received the honor in Italy. Patricia Aldana, this year's president of Hans Christian Andersen Prize jury, applauded Tsao's deeply humanistic books. These novels recognize that life can be tragic for children, and that hope can be found in human kindness. Filling children with goodness and hope is something that Tsao emphasizes. In an interview with the Zhengzhou Evening News, he said, "It's time for us to alter our understanding of reading. Books shouldn't bring only joy to young readers, but also sensations, either through comedy or tragedy." That feature of his works has touched many adults, too. Tsao writes beautifully about the complex lives of children facing great challenges, said Aldana, announcing the winner of the Author Award. Tsao praised Good Translation for bringing attention to his work. Chinese literature could gain high recognition in the world if it were appropriately translated in a style that could be easily understood.
Now listen again, please.
Every now and then, Chinese writers are qualified to enter the final round of the international awards, but seldom do they win. One of those awards is the Hans Christian Andersen Prize, the highest international honor that can be given to an author of children's books. No Chinese writer had ever won it until April 4th, when 62-year-old Cao Wenxuan received the prize. Cao, a professor of Chinese literature at Peking University, received the honor in Italy. Patricia Aldana, this year's president of Hans Christian Andersen Prize jury, applauded Tsao's deeply humanistic books. These novels recognize that life can be tragic for children, and that hope can be found in human kindness. Filling children with goodness and hope is something that Tsao emphasizes. In an interview with the Zhengzhou Evening News, he said, "It's time for us to alter our understanding of reading. Books shouldn't bring only joy to young readers, but also sensations, either through comedy or tragedy." That feature of his works has touched many adults, too. Tsao writes beautifully about the complex lives of children facing great challenges, said Aldana, announcing the winner of the Author Award. Tsao praised Good Translation for bringing attention to his work. Chinese literature could gain high recognition in the world if it were appropriately translated in a style that could be easily understood.
Questions. 11. What is true about Cao Wenxuan?
According to Cao Wenxuan, what plays an important role in attracting worldwide attention to Chinese literature?
What's the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
When asked about happiness, we usually think of something extraordinary, an entire delight. The older we get, happiness seems to get rarer. For kids, happiness has a magical quality. They feel delighted because of winning a race or getting a new bike. In the teenage years, the concept of happiness changes. Suddenly, it's conditional on such things as excitement, love, and popularity. I can still recall the excitement of being invited to dance with the most attractive boy at the school party. In adulthood, the things that bring deep joy, love, marriage, birth, also bring responsibility and the risk of loss. For adults, happiness is complicated. The more we can enjoy what we have, the happier we are. It's easy to ignore the pleasure we get from the company of friends, the freedom to live where we please, and even good health. Psychologists tell us that to be happy, we need a mix of enjoyable leisure time and satisfying work. I don't think that my grandmother, who raised 14 children, had much of either. She did have a network of close friends and family, and maybe this is what satisfied her. Happiness isn't about what happens to us. It's about how we see what happens to us. It's the skillful way of finding a positive for every negative. It's not wishing for what we don't have, but enjoying what we do possess.
Now listen again, please.
When asked about happiness, we usually think of something extraordinary, an entire delight. The older we get, happiness seems to get rarer. For kids, happiness has a magical quality. They feel delighted because of winning a race or getting a new bike. In the teenage years, the concept of happiness changes. Suddenly, it's conditional on such things as excitement, love, and popularity. I can still recall the excitement of being invited to dance with the most attractive boy at the school party. In adulthood, the things that bring deep joy, love, marriage, birth, also bring responsibility and the risk of loss. For adults, happiness is complicated. The more we can enjoy what we have, the happier we are. It's easy to ignore the pleasure we get from the company of friends, the freedom to live where we please, and even good health. Psychologists tell us that to be happy, we need a mix of enjoyable leisure time and satisfying work. I don't think that my grandmother, who raised 14 children, had much of either. She did have a network of close friends and family, and maybe this is what satisfied her. Happiness isn't about what happens to us. It's about how we see what happens to us. It's the skillful way of finding a positive for every negative. It's not wishing for what we don't have, but enjoying what we do possess.
Questions. 14. What will happen to people as they grow older?
Fifteen. What do teenagers think of happiness?
16. What is the writer's understanding of happiness?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you.
Hi, James. Nice to meet you, too. Welcome to London. How was your flight?
Well, generally speaking, it was fine, but it is really a long distance from New York to London.
You must be very tired after such a long journey. Let me drive you to the hotel.
Thanks. It is my first time to come to this metropolitan city. Could you please recommend some places of interest?
Sure. There's an enormous range of interesting things to see and to do here. For instance, do you know Trafalgar Square?
Trafalgar Square?
Yes, it is a landmark in central London, enjoyed by Londoners and all visitors alike. It is a lively place, often used for a wide range of activities, including special events and celebrations like the royal wedding, St. Patrick's Day and Chinese New Year.
Lovely. I'll definitely go there. Can you suggest some more places of interest to me?
Around the square are Charing Cross and Oxford Street, which is one of the best places to shop. If you're interested in art, you may visit National Gallery beside the square.
Sounds great. Any other must-dos?
A trip to Buckingham Palace is a must for any visitor to London during August and September, during which time Buckingham Palace's 19 staterooms are open to the public.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see it.
You know, Buckingham Palace is the most symbolic royal building in the country. It is the London residence of Her Majesty the Queen, and is one of only a few working royal palaces left in the world.
Yes, I know. And what's the time for changing the guard ceremony?
It takes place in the forecourt of Buckingham Palace at 11:30 every day in summer, every other day in winter, and lasts about 45 minutes.
Great! How can I visit so many beautiful places in such a short time?
I think you may take the red bus opposite your hotel, which will take you to see the best of the city.
Great!
Here we are at the Hilton Hotel. Have a good rest. Hope you'll enjoy your time in London.
I will. See you.
See you.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you.
Hi, James. Nice to meet you, too. Welcome to London. How was your flight?
Well, generally speaking, it was fine. But it is really a long distance from New York to London.
You must be very tired after such a long journey. Let me drive you to the hotel.
Thanks. It is my first time to come to this metropolitan city. Could you please recommend some places of interest?
Sure. There's an enormous range of interesting things to see and to do here. For instance, do you know Trafalgar Square?
Trafalgar Square?
Yes, it is a landmark in central London, enjoyed by Londoners and all visitors alike. It is a lively place, often used for a wide range of activities, including special events and celebrations like the royal wedding, St. Patrick's Day and Chinese New Year.
Lovely. I'll definitely go there. Can you suggest some more places of interest to me?
Around the square are Charing Cross and Oxford Street, which is one of the best places to shop. If you're interested in art, you may visit National Gallery beside the square.
Sounds great. Any other must-dos?
A trip to Buckingham Palace is a must for any visitor to London during August and September, during which time Buckingham Palace's 19 staterooms are open to the public.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see it.
You know, Buckingham Palace is the most symbolic royal building in the country. It is the London residence of Her Majesty the Queen, and is one of only a few working royal palaces left in the world.
Yes, I know. And what's the time for changing the guard ceremony?
It takes place in the forecourt of Buckingham Palace at 11:30 every day in summer, every other day in winter, and lasts about 45 minutes.
Great! How can I visit so many beautiful places in such a short time?
I think you may take the red bus opposite your hotel, which will take you to see the best of the city.
Great!
Here we are at the Hilton Hotel. Have a good rest. Hope you'll enjoy your time in London.
I will. See you.
See you.
Questions. 17. What activities are often held in the Trafalgar Square?
When and where does changing the guard ceremony take place?
Which of the statements is true?
What will James be most likely to do tomorrow?